I'm joined by Randy Thornsbury. Randy, in 2008, you lost your son Jeremy in a workplace accident. Can you tell us what happened?
They were jumping a crane, which is raising the crane, and a piece fell loose. It fell 39 stories into the house. It killed my son Jeremy, and it killed another gentleman, Terrence Hennessy.
Okay, and do you know the reasons why it happened?
Human error. Is what I was told. There was a pin that wasn't put in right, and the subcontractor who was in charge of the crane wasn't using the rigging that was proper for the crane from the manufacturer. That piece toppled, like I said, 39 stories into the house that they were using for a safety office and killed, like I said, Jeremy and Terrence Hennessy.
And what steps were put in place by the employer of the company that Jeremy was working for following the tragedy to stop it ever happening again?
Well, at the time, Lindley's, they were allowing the subcontractors to be in charge of the crane. So they took that responsibility away from the subcontractors now. So now it's full responsibility of the company that Jeremy used to work for.
So what does Workers' Memorial Day mean to you?
It means remembering Jeremy and also the other ones who were injured. It was also Jeremy's boss, Manny, who we've become very close friends with. He's here. We remember the day as a tragedy for me. To me, it's a remembrance that I lost my son.
I know now you're keen to raise awareness of occupational health and safety and obviously keep Jeremy's legacy alive. Why do you feel it's important to do that?
So nobody has to go through what we're going through. We want that person to go home, whether male or female, mom or dad, brother or sister. We don't want you to ever get a phone call that you need to get to the hospital that your son has passed away or a loved one.
Completely understand. And what advice would you give to employers who view health and safety as a burden on business, who don't view health and safety of their workforce as important?
Until something happens, and Lord knows I don't wish on anybody, until something happens to those people involved, it's probably never going to change. And I hate to say it, but it boils down to, I believe, resources. They don't view it as somebody's life as important as getting the job done quicker, the way I view it now.
Definitely. And Randy, is there anything else you'd like to add or anything else you'd like to say?
Man, just don't overlook anything. When you see something that's not right, speak up. Speak up. That's all I can say.